Next week, the Chattanooga Supply Chain Symposium will bring together professionals to network and share ideas on how to build supply chains that are more efficient and effective. The symposium takes place at Kenco Logistics on Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. John Fries is director of the Center for Professional Education here on this campus, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. He stopped by Scenic Roots for a conversation, and joining us by phone, Chris Barnes, a supply chain consultant who will be the symposium's MC. John, Chris, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
John, tell us how this first ever Chattanooga Supply Chain Symposium came about.
Sure. The symposium is actually a kickoff to the 2020 Supply Chain Lunch and Learn series. The Lunch and Learn series is something we've been doing for about a year and a half, and we decided that as we were going into 2020, we wanted to do something a little bit bigger to set the tone for the year. And so we decided to go with a half-day event where we were bringing in some high-level folks from companies and organizations here in town to really help us set the tone for the year ahead.
And this is going to be taking place at Kenco.
That's correct.
And one of the guests that you are bringing in is Chris Barnes of Atlanta. Chris, tell us more about your background.
My emphasis is on the supply chain management courses and knowledge that we're trying to develop. I work with John very closely in terms of providing educational opportunities and certification opportunities for people in the supply chain area, specifically within the Chattanooga market. So that's my involvement. Just many years of experience in supply chain. I'm actually going to be the MC of this symposium. So my role is really to hang out with all the other smart people and make sure that everybody is able to tap into their knowledge and their experience.
And of course, supply chains, they have an ever-changing dynamic.
Yeah, so Chattanooga is kind of a unique spot. I know for people local to the area, they probably have heard of Freight Alley, but it's kind of a cluster of very good companies that are providing either startups or long-term companies that are providing logistics services in that space. So it's a very good cluster for the business environment for professionals as well.
And John, the more things change, the more they stay the same when it comes to supply chains running through Chattanooga.
That's right. You know, one of the things that is really driving us to do the symposium is that constant of change. When you look at the supply chain, it is faced with disruption almost daily. And so companies are having to constantly assess, evaluate, and react to some level of disruption. And that's how we came up with the theme of driving innovation, because most companies rely on their innovation talent to take a look at that disruption and say, okay, here's how we can do this different, better, faster, smarter, or more efficiently.
And innovation involves next generation technology.
Absolutely. And we're going to hear some of that next week. We're going to have some folks talking about blockchain next week, which is really, it's really a technology that is really changing the face of how organizations do business. And that's not just in the supply chain, but what we're going to talk about next week is how that is being applied in the trucking industry.
Give us an example.
Well, for example, there's a group here in town called BITA, which stands for Blockchain and Trucking Alliance. And what they're doing is they're actually establishing the blockchain standards that can then be adopted and developed and used by the trucking industry so that they can deploy blockchain uniformly across that industry space.
And when most people first heard of blockchain, it was because of Bitcoin and the buzz around Bitcoin. But I remember story after story at that time saying, pay no attention to that buzz. The type of thing that this technology is really going to be used for is the very thing that you're talking about, John.
Absolutely. I'm by no means an expert in the technology itself, but I will tell you one of our speakers next week actually wrote an article, I don't know, a month or so ago about, okay, Bitcoin's gone, so what? We're still going to be dealing with blockchain for the foreseeable future.
And Chris, what's your take on all this?
I'm excited. I've been in supply chain typically about 20, 25 years. So I'm more excited now than I was ever in my career. I mean, the whole supply chain is really impacting everybody's life. I tell people if you don't know what supply chain is, I ask if you've ever bought anything. And the answer is yes. You're the reason for the supply chain. So it's a great time to be in the industry. There's more jobs available than there are people. There's more opportunity to collaborate. From a technology standpoint, that's very key, especially when you start hearing about supply chain referenced in the everyday media, whether it's due to the tariffs or it's something, it's how Amazon is driving change from a logistics standpoint. or what Alibaba is doing globally. So it's really exciting to be part of that.
Or when it comes to a concern such as climate.
Yeah, well, the climate's a big part of it. It's coming on strong. I mean, we talk about in our certification classes and just general knowledge, we talk about sustainability, corporate social responsibility, things like the triple bottom line, which, you know, it has a lot to do with the carbon footprint and everything else. There's a lot of things you can do in the supply chain to impact overall general welfare and sustainability.
And John, these are conversations that are also taking place all the time among entrepreneurs and innovators right here in Chattanooga.
That's correct. Yeah, I appreciate you touching on that, Ray. That's something that we wanted these Lunch and Learns to do, is to really help facilitate that conversation so that folks that are in this industry that are dealing with these challenges on a daily basis can come together once a month, network, get to meet other folks that are dealing with the same challenges. And we really wanted to create a community of practitioners, if you will. And that's what really is sort of cool about seeing this happen. And that's what's sort of exciting about the Supply Chain Symposium. It's really starting to catch on.
And where can people go online for more information?
utc.edu/cscs.
All right. John, thanks so much. And Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.